The Friends of Czech Heritage is a British group whose members spend their holidays renovating historic sites here in the Czech Republic. Ian Willoughby spoke to the group's Peter Jameson in London last week.
The Friends of Czech Heritage is a British charity that raises funds to help repair and preserve historical buildings in the Czech Republic. It also organises work parties in which members travel here from the UK to take part in restoration projects in a very hands-on manner. Retired architect Peter Jameson is the chairman of the Friends of Czech Heritage. When we met in London, he filled me in on his connections to the country to which he now devotes so much time and energy.
I first went to the Czech Republic, or it was Czechoslovakia, in 1963 as a student. I was interested in Eastern Europe, and I travelled around and I went to Prague, where I had 3 days staying in what I thought was a youth hostel, but it wasn't a youth hostel, it was a student hostel. And I was looked after extremely well, and I was absorbed into the youth organisations. And I also travelled on to Bratislava, and I incidentally wanted to go and see where the Battle of Austerlitz had been fought. And unfortunately, Austerlitz is a huge battlefield, and I didn't really see it. But I saw Slavkov, the chateau there. Anyhow, it made an impression on me. And I hadn't been back until about 10 years ago, when I went with my wife on a tour with one of the founders of the Friends of Czech Heritage, a lady called Barbara Peacock, who is an architectural historian, and who had started running historic architectural tours in the Czech Republic very soon, in the early 90s, shortly after the Velvet Revolution. And I went on the tour with her, and she mentioned that she and Ian Kennaway were thinking of setting up the Friends of, it wasn't called the Friends of Czech Heritage then, it had a very laborious name, but it was the same organisation, to try and do something about the huge backlog of work that was needed to, it was obvious that, with a huge amount of the number of buildings, historic buildings and so on in the Czech Republic, which obviously had suffered considerably.
What were your impressions when you went there 10 years ago?
I was impressed, obviously, by the variety of buildings we went to see. Most of them were chateaus of various sorts. We went to Eastern Moravia and then round back through Southern Bohemia, Český Krumlov and so on. It's funny, I suppose I saw it as simply part of Central Europe. I know Bavaria quite well and that part of Germany. And it's a sort of continuum. You know, there are political boundaries, but in terms of their development through the period of the Austro-Hungarian Empire and the and so on, I mean, it's really part of some huge continuum.
If you could possibly compare, how have the Czechs looked after their historical heritage and their great buildings compared to other countries in the region? To Austria and Germany in particular?
I think it's unfair to make a comparison in a way, because I think clearly Austria and Germany, particularly, I mean West Germany, following the war, clearly there was a lot of destruction, but there was far more, I think, money around to start putting things right. Clearly there wasn't the wealth in the period following the war to really cope with the backlog of maintenance, effectively. So I think that the Czechs have done very well, actually, on limited means. I think they have what's interesting is that they have a very sophisticated approach to conservation and the whole way you approach the conservation of historic buildings, and it has got quite strong similarities to what goes on in Britain.
Looking at one of your newsletters in front of me here, I noticed that all the sites seem to be outside Prague. I presume Prague is doing so well, it doesn't need so much help.
Well, I think that's just accidental, really. It's the way that it's panned out. We have strong associations with the NPU in the regions, we don't have a very strong association. Well, we don't really. No, we don't. We don't have any association with the MPU in Prague.
Are there any particular projects of which you are especially proud?
I think it's not so much I'm proud of them. I think that they've been pretty effective, and which I enjoy. There are projects I have enjoyed being associated with. There's a chateau at Uchitsa, which is down on the, very close to the Austrian border, not far from Vienna, which was very important historically. It's on the route from Prague to Vienna. It has associations with Mozart, and but the family were dispossessed in 1945. It was right up against the Iron Curtain. The chateau was used by border guards. It was partly demolished. It was in a terrible state. And yet, within it, it has some marvellous spaces and very, very sensitive decoration. It belongs to the NPU, so it's a National Heritage building. But it was way out on the limb. It doesn't have anybody coming to visit it hardly. So the idea is trying to bring this thing back to life without over-restoring it. And we've had various projects there which have begun to sort of breathe a bit of life into it, but at the same time not over-restore it. I think the NPU doesn't want them. They haven't actually voiced this, but I think that that's what they're going to do, is to bring it up to a certain level without converting it into the sort of country house you see around in the National Trust, which is full of polished floors and carpets and tons of furniture, and they're all the same. This is a very special place which exudes atmosphere, and it needs to be kept like that. And we're sort of just putting in small amounts of money for various projects, gradually pulling this thing back together. Maybe one other thing I could just mention. We don't just give money. We arrange volunteer groups to go out from this country to help with projects. We have developed a program of working holidays, they're called, out there in the Czech Republic, and we've been going for about 6 years now of working parties. They're all recruited here at the moment, and we have a project at Chervený Dvor, which is very close to Český Krumlov, which is originally the summer residence of the Schwarzenberg family and is now a sanatorium. We went out as a small group to actually, we thought we were going to be restoring some landscape features, and when we got there, they said, let's go and look at this cottage, which was a ruin. And we spent a week clearing it out of all its rubbish, and then that was done, and then we thought, well, this building needs to be properly restored. And what can you do with it? Because there's no point in restoring a building and then not having a use for it. So we did a scheme. I did a scheme for it. And we proposed that it should become a therapy unit for the hospital. And over the last 5 years, we've had working parties out there. We've also put our own money, which we've raised ourselves, into the building. And it's now becoming a real building. It's amazing the amount of goodwill that you can build up as a result of these sorts of activities. Working parties are a very good way of doing things. I mean, it brings people together who don't normally mix, and you're doing something which brings you together, and you find you have skills which you didn't know you had.
If I can end on a personal note, as an architect who takes an interest in conservation and somebody who's known Prague for over 50 years, how do you view modern Prague?
Well, I don't know that I can end on that, because I have very rarely been to Prague, because whenever I go to the Czech Republic, we always seem to fly to Linz with Ryanair and we get picked up and taken to Chervený Dvor. But I think that the remarkable thing about Prague is that standing on the hills around it, looking down into it, it's still an 18th century city. Its skyline has not been ruined by high-rise, and everything is kept within the confines of the original profile, and so that the original sort of incidents, the castle and so on, still stand above it all. I suppose that's what I like about Prague, is its And where there is new build, it sort of consists, well, to some extent, you know, not always. So there are some, I'm sure there are some very controversial projects have gone up in Prague since the Velvet Revolution. I mean, I can remember walking around Prague in 1963, and it was a very eerie experience because you felt that this city really hadn't changed since the 18th century. And the level of street lighting, certainly in the side streets, was so low, you know, it was almost like going round, I suppose, you know, in a pre-electric era, you know, just gas lights or no lights at all. So it was had a marvellous atmosphere, and I'd like to think that some of that is still carries through into modern Prague.